An Australian National University science academic says it's time to call in the advertising industry to make sure that the warnings from climate scientists hit home. This week, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released its latest report, which revealed that climate change will have severe, pervasive and irreversible effects on the planet and on human survival. Dr. Rod Lambert says scientists have done all they can to alert governments to the need for action, but that professional marketing may be more effective. Simon Lauder has our report.
Scientists have been raising the alarm about climate change with increasing urgency for decades. This week, the chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Rajendra Pachauri, said he hopes the panel's latest report will jolt the world into action.
If the world doesn't do anything about mitigating the emissions of greenhouse gases and the extent of climate change continues to increase, then the very social stability of human systems could be at stake.
The Deputy Director of the Australian Centre for Public Awareness of Science at the ANU, Dr. Rod Lambert, says the latest IPCC report has failed to make a difference to the debate.
This looks to me to be, unfortunately, the case of the same thing happening over and over again, where people who support the science and are concerned by what the science is telling us believe that throwing more and more facts at the issue in the public space will make a difference, and I seriously doubt that it will.
He says it's time for a less scientific appeal.
If the goal is to affect change, then I believe we need to step more into the realms of advertising and marketing and so on in terms of delivering messages that are supported by what the science is telling us, but don't have the science in those messages. That's not what we need anymore.
And why do you think that would work?
I think it would have a much better shot at working because we've seen evidence. There's evidence to suggest appealing to people's emotions will have a stronger effect than trying to appeal to their brains via, you know, some kind of fact channel. So there's something to be said there. I don't think the climate stuff is being put into sort of real everyday contexts very well for people. So it is hard to relate these kinds of broad-scale reports to your everyday life.
And presumably the target of an advertising campaign would be politicians?
Probably not. I think many of those folks, their positions are set. They're not set by the science necessarily, but their positions are fairly set by other forces. I think it's more about the people in the middle, people who may or may not change, who aren't really sure what to believe, aren't sure what they can do. A lot of people thinking about it a lot could create more groundswell than we're getting now. And it's quite clear that a big report, even a 40-page executive summary, is not the way to do that. We need to test further, I think, on these sorts of things. Try them out.
Another question I have about using advertising and marketing, which is, I guess, divorced from the science to some extent, does that open up the opportunity for critics and sceptics to label it a scare campaign again?
Yeah, they're doing that anyway. Like, I just don't think that matters anymore. If people are truly backing their science and they're genuinely worried, then it strikes me as crazy that you wouldn't step up and do something further, or at least support further action that isn't just the repetition of facts and carefully worded scientific reports. The bottom line is, if you believe it, then you've got to start acting. You know, I think that's really where we're at right now.
It's not a new idea. There are already ads which attempt to spread the word about climate change.
This is the biggest threat humankind has ever faced. Humans have caused this.
Copywriter and creative director at Jarrah Consulting, Jane Caro, says advertising isn't effective if it's too shocking. But she doesn't believe more scientific facts will be convincing on their own.
Facts have never changed anyone's mind about anything, sadly. It's very hard for scientists to understand this because they're highly rational people. But in actual fact, no one has ever been rationalised out of a belief. There are only two things that change people's attitudes and behaviour, particularly their behaviour, and their two emotions, and their hope and fear. And I think the scientists have tried very hard to leverage fear, and I think to some extent they've succeeded. But I think what they failed to do is leverage hope. And in fact, their opponents have leveraged the hope that the scientists are wrong and that if you just ignore it, it'll go away. And people are much more attracted to that idea than they are to the idea of radically changing the way they live.
That's advertising executive Jane Caro speaking to Simon Lauder.